Hi, I'm Chanel, one of the journalists at Manx Radio. Welcome to the latest edition of Manx Radio Newscast.
Katie Sutherland, and I'm the Southern Community Fridge Coordinator.
Maddie Porter, I'm here with two hats today. First hat being the co-op member pioneer for the Isle of Man. My responsibility is to work between the business of co-op and the local community in distributing their charitable monies, making the local organisations aware of those monies and how to access them so that we can support the good work that's going on in the island. And then secondly, I'm a volunteer at the Williston Community Fridge.
Actually, let's start with the community fridges. Let's start with the Williston one. You know, how did the idea of it come about, and then how has it evolved into, you know, the Southern one?
Yeah, good question. So the fridge in Williston is hosted in a local church. Obviously, that church is in the middle of an established residential area, and therefore there are a good footfall of people in that area. And one of the aspects of a community fridge is that we reduce food waste. So to have the food coming to a fridge, you also want to have the food leaving the fridge. So it was a natural host venue to have the fridge in a community, an established community, where it would be easy to have people who would make use of the food that would be coming through that fridge. So the Williston fridge was easy to position, and in positioning that, another local church in the south of the island heard about that initiative. And again, motivated to meet community need, already established in the local community, doing various community and family initiatives. It was very easy for me as co-op to have that conversation and understand why they would want to host the fridge, appreciate that they have a strong community base in the south of the island, and it would be easy to place the food where it could be accessed.
Yeah, so Toddlin is an amazing playgroup that's on Tuesdays. It's been part of the community framework for over 20 years now, so my children have been brought up through there. So to be able to partner with the co-op and Hubbub and release the second community fridge is a real privilege. We launched this week on Tuesday, great success. Really lovely team of volunteers that we're just training up. We want to build slowly, just try and establish something concrete, something solid for longevity, and just see where it goes. It's an exciting opportunity, so it's a real privilege to be part of it.
Katie, if I can ask, you know, in terms, so you had the launch, how's it been? Have people started visiting the fridge yet? Any idea?
So we opened on Tuesday, and it was a launch with the partners there. That was the open launch. The responses from the people there in the group, we have parents, carers, grandparents, there were childminders, all who actually, most of them we have a relationship with, they come in week in, week out. I think the initial response was, oh no, there's no need, give it to somebody else. But once we explained, this food is literally going to waste. Yes, we want to prioritise those in most need. I actually invited a couple. A lady took a bag of groceries to someone in need. So we prioritised that first. And then it was literally, please help. This is going to be wasted. So once we had that mind shift of what the initiative is, and that's going to grow, that's going to build. Everything went and everything... just went smoothly. It was a really, really great day.
Maddie at Williston, I know it's running for about 18 months. How has that helped the community?
So our main food waste partner is Co-op. So we have three stores within the Douglas area that contribute food. What they contribute on the days that we collect can vary. So what comes in can be fresh goods, definitely not spoiled goods, but definitely goods that need used quite quickly. Some of those goods can be frozen, and therefore the shelf life, let's say, of those foods prolonged a little bit. So where we see our food being used the most would be with the warm space that is connected in the same venue. So every Thursday in particular, Between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, there is a daytime social connect group or a warm space. And the whole idea is to have a warm lunch, warm welcome, warm space, and connect people where there might be social isolation place where they might find friendship, but also help. So the fridge is one of those helps. If fresh food comes in, one of our volunteers in that warm space can use that food to make a meal for the warm space and are motivated to do so, then that can be one of the ways of using it. And so therefore the members of that group are benefiting. But equally, when that warm space is open, the fridge is open, and we have a footfall of people coming through from the community. They are some folks who would be more regular. Sometimes we can have messages from people through social media and the various communication outlets to say they need help, and we'll put together a bag of food. And by a bag of food, I mean things from the fridge, maybe some of those foods that we've frozen. But over the course of time, we've also developed a pantry. And the pantry is really stocked by people who are compassionate towards the situation that some people may find themselves in at the minute in regards to how far their money is stretching. And so we have a pantry that'll be full of store cupboard items. So to put together a bag of food that might be teas and coffees, pasta and pasta sauce, little children-friendly type snacks, fresh salad, some fruit and bread, picking up some milk at the local shop as we go past. That's what we would do. And we would deliver that as much as we had volunteer capacity to do. It's great knowing that there's another fridge in the south of the island. Obviously, if we have needs further afield, we can work together and partner with that. Another way that the food is being used, I'm trying to think now. On occasions, let's say the weather's very challenging on the Isle of Man, isn't it, when it comes to having food delivered, and therefore some of our shops can find that they've got a double delivery of some fresh goods. That's really not going to sell, and therefore we find ourselves at times, say, with a basket fulls of bread. We have got a local nursery that's attached to the Williston venue, and we have a local school, and that is gratefully received. And it's a very simple relationship. We go down with our bags of baskets of food, of bread. We knock on the school door and we say, can you distribute this? It sits in their foyer, and whoever needs that bread lifts it. So that's not being wasted, but I would imagine that that's also very helpful to some of those families.
Still on you, Maddie. It's a two-part question. Firstly, about this initiative, it's not just an Isle of Man initiative, it's also a national initiative. So can you tell me about that? And also, I hear there's a third one coming, a third fridge coming.
So the roots of the fridge initially is food waste. So there's an organisation called Hubbub. They are a charitable organisation that address global issues, and Co-op have partnered with Hubbub when it comes to the community fridges on the Isle of Man and nationally in the UK. It is a global issue, and the community fridges are a national project. So across the UK, including the Isle of Man, there's probably 600 fridges and growing. And the whole idea initially is to reduce the food waste. So there's a third of the food produced for human consumption is lost or wasted globally. So that's equating to 1.6 billion tonnes a year. It's a huge problem. So we're delighted to be able to partner with an organisation that's taken that initiative. So we have the funding for the three fridges. Williston established, South launched, and hopefully we will see one in the next couple of months. We have found a host venue, that's Jerby, and there's a Northern Community Partnership initiative. The coordinator of that has put forward a successful bid. She has a community coming through her venue day after day after day for various helps, various social connections, just building into the community, and therefore it was an excellent host to choose. So we hope that that'll launch in the next couple of months.
Okay. Now, Katie, what inspired you to get involved and contact contact co-op and we'll say, you know, we're in the south and we'd also like to kind of open this up to the community here.
Yeah, so I think just having a heart for the community, being part of Todlin for so long, has, you know, we've got connections there. And then I heard about the initiative and I've seen from afar what was happening in Williston. And I thought, you know, to be able to partner with the three southern co-ops, there was some work already done by some of our colleagues who are in the team. I just kind of jumped on board administratively trying to pull this together and help. Let's launch and get systems in place. So just going around and speaking with the local managers in the three co-op stores, so encouraging, and just they really wanted to partner. They liked the idea. So to launch it is in an established setting already was just a natural thing. So yeah, just a joy to be part of it.
And do you feel that, you know, we spoke about some of the pressures that people are under, you know, cost of living, you're seeing your money, you have to stretch it more. Are you anticipating to see maybe more people coming through, or even coming through, having a look, maybe taking something?
So I think this is something we're just building slowly, and we'll see what the demand is and what the need is. The door is open, so there's no strings attached. It's just an open door between 10 till 11 on the Tuesday. We're also opening 12 till 1 on a Sunday. And the door is literally in the main building. You just come in the corridor and it's on the left. So people can come in and take what they would like, what they would need, without questions, without being asked. There obviously are people there at Todlin if they want a warm space, tea and coffee, bring children, whatever. But yeah, I think we'll just see what the need is, how it builds, just build carefully. And then hopefully, you know, we can expand depending on volunteers and just see which way it goes naturally.
In terms of someone that's listening to this and maybe they would be keen to come through, but, you know, something's holding them back. Maybe, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to be welcomed or how I'll be welcomed, or I'm not too comfortable, you know, speaking about my situation. You know, maybe just a few words just to encourage people.
Yeah, I think really there's no agenda, there's no questions asked. It's literally, our heart initially is, this is a food waste initiative. This is going to be thrown away. If you can use it, that's wonderful. There's not a hierarchy of need. But if there is a need, then, and people want to share that, then obviously there will be a volunteer there who can signpost to other things. But yeah, our heart initially and the trained volunteers is for, let's not waste this food. Let's get it out to the community. And if those people with the greatest need are prioritised, then that's a win in itself.
I was just thinking an answer to that question as well, that everybody today is adjusting how they live. Mm. This is a global problem. The financial situation we find ourselves in is a global problem. So there's no need to be embarrassed. There's no shame in this. And again, I think the tribute to the Isle of Man, one of their best community values is that we pull together. When there is a need, we meet it. And again, I think research would show that when we are most impoverished, we are most generous. Mm. So let's be the people that we're known for, and remove any stigma and say, if we can help each other, and it's my opportunity to help you today, it will be your opportunity to help me tomorrow.
1/3 of the food produced globally is wasted. Yes. How important is it that we have these, you know, you've been speaking about food wastage and stopping food wastage, or, you know, decreasing food wastage. You know, how important is it to have things like this?
I think the whole problem of food waste is bigger than what we can imagine. So we've talked about some of the key figures there, but actually, we waste food ourselves, we buy too much, we store it incorrectly, we throw away leftovers, and we cook too much. Do you know, so we're quite irresponsible in how we're attending, you know, to that problem ourselves. So it's easy sometimes when we think about things as global problems, but actually they're individual problems as well that we can help address. So when we throw away our food, we're also wasting water. We're also wasting the energy that was taken to produce those things. We think about the packaging and the transport, etc. So there's significant environmental impact as well. And I think that's probably a very hot topic for a lot of people, is environment. And again, it's some of the small things can make the biggest difference. So with the food waste, I think everybody can get involved. I think it's something that we can educate our children about in school. If we were to adjust it, we could probably manage our finances a little bit more, address some of the other costs that are outside of our control. In addressing the issue of food waste, we're also contributing to solving other global problems and helping ourselves as a community as well live well and help build a better world together.
Anyone listening to this, you know, if they'd like to get involved, if they perhaps have extra food in their cupboards that they'd like to maybe donate to, you know, how can members of the public get involved? Can they?
Well, what I have seen at our Williston fridge, so let's talk about, as a volunteer, I have witnessed people bringing food from their fridges when they're going on holiday. It's natural, isn't it? Clearing out what you already have. And rather than it going to waste, it's coming into our fridge. And again, we are handling that with all of the food hygiene regulations. We, all of our volunteers, are trained in how to transport and store and distribute food. So that's acceptable. So if you're, you know, if you have stuff in your fridge that you know you're not going to use, please bring it, or your cupboards. We have experienced where members of a family have died, and as they've been clearing out the house, they've brought us the food from the cupboard, store cupboard items, which is excellent. We've had people go through and there's just little offers on. They've bought it and they've popped it in as well. A local allotment gave us a glut of vegetables at once. A local school, obviously I think some primary schools may have growing food initiatives, so again we have reaped literally the benefits of that, and we're actually exploring other avenues with other retailers. And somebody mentioned that there's a garden at the prison so who knows, do you know, there's various avenues out there that we haven't explored, but it could be that you can open up one of those doors for us. If you're connected in that way, it could be that you could bring the food or that you could arrange to be a collector, that you would go to a local store at 9 o'clock at night is for the co-ops, different times for different people, pick up whatever is waste food, bring it, log it, store it, lock up and leave. That could be, or it could be that somebody contacts us to say, I have a need, and you'd be available ad hoc to do that little journey down to wherever somebody may live with a bag of food.
Oh, perfect. Would you like to add on there, Katie?
Yes, I just think the possibilities really are endless. So obviously Williston is well established. We're learning some great hints and tips from you. We're building strongly. We're building well. There is training, as Maddie said, level 2 food hygiene, and just building team, lots of volunteers. So I think if people are interested, then let us know. There is a Facebook page with contact details, and just, yeah, we'll just build together as a community and just see how it grows strongly. So, yeah, exciting times.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.